Welcome to Maseches Ksubos, Parakhas, Mishnah Dalad, Chapter 8, Mishnah 4, the Mishnah begins. Rabbi Shimon says, Mikoyim sheyipe koichai, in a situation where the husband has the upper hand, biknisasa, when he marries his wife, hayra koichai biyitziyasa, then when they get divorced, his hand is on the lower hand, means his situation is worse. And the other way around, Mikoyim shehayra koichai biknisasa, a situation where he has the lower hand, where his situation is worse as he enters into the marriage, as he marries her, then he has the upper hand after the marriage terminates. How so? The Mishnah explains. If, let's say, one has fruit that's attached to the ground that falls to the woman. That means to say, someone gives it to her as a gift, or let's say she gets it as an inheritance. As they get married, then they become the husband, because the halacha is that peiros, fruit belongs to the husband, as we've seen previously. But when she gets divorced, it means to say, let's say there was still fruit attached to the trees at the time of the divorce. Shalah, they go to her, so she takes the entire land, and she also gets the fruits attached to it. However, vahat lushimina karka, fruit that's already been disconnected from the ground, it's already been harvested, and that falls to her at the marriage. Biknisasa shalah, it belongs to her. That means to say that it's considered the Karen, and they buy with that karka, they buy with that properties, and the husband just gets the right to eat the peiros, to eat the fruits. However, when she gets divorced, that means to say, let's say at the time of divorce, they had already detached fruit, shalai, then it goes to the husband, because since he took them, the halacha is he already has a right to them like peiros, like the fruits, which he has the entire period of the marriage, and therefore the halacha is that it remains to him, and he has the upper hand. Let's see one more Mishnah 5, says the Mishnah. Naflula, let's say a woman got as an inheritance avadim, male servants, shvachais, maid servants, zikanim, but they were all elderly and they were not able to do the full burden of work. They could only do very light housework. Says the Mishnah Yimachar, the husband can sell them, avilakach ban karka, and then he purchases land, v'huay chaperis, and he eats the fruit of that land. Rabbi Shimon says he has no right to sell them. In other words, the woman can say, I don't want you to do it. Why? Because they're considered a respect to her father. They have sentimental value. Perhaps they raised her. They were part of her father's family. Her family growing up as a child. Similarly, let's say she inherits olive orchards or vines, grapevines, that are very old and they produce very small amount of fruit. Yimach relatesim. The husband could sell them for wood, and that's his right. And then with that money, he purchased land, and then he's able to eat the fruit. Rabbi Huda says, similarly, the woman can protest and say, I don't want these vines and these olive trees sold, because again, they're part of her father's home, and it's something special to her. Concludes the Mishnah, what happens to a husband that has to spend or decides to spend on the nichsei malug, the property that she brings into the marriage? And he does that in an effort to upgrade the properties. Let's say he spent a lot of money, but he did not have a large return on his money. Or he spent just a little va'achal harbe, and he had a very large return, and now the marriage terminates. He divorces her. What he spent, and what he received in return, he received in return. And that's it. It's over. Let's say he spent, but he never ended up benefiting from it. He never reaped the fruits. And now the marriage terminates and he comes to divorce her. Then he swears how much he spent and he's able to take that from the property before the marriage terminates. Wishing you a fantastic Shabbos and an easy and meaningful fast. And Mitzvah Shem, the next Mishnah that we will send out will be for Monday morning.